Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Show me Miss September.
Yeah.
What's in Miss November up to today?
Let me see the Portugal flag.
Saying anything in that voice does sound funny.
I'll take a lemonade.
What are we up to later tonight?
It's a pink lemonade.
It really is. Anything you say in that voice is just...
Could you make me some chocolate milk?
I'd like to buy a vowel. It kind of sounds like Jigsaw from the movies, the Saw movies.
The way you do it does make it sound like
I want to play a game.
You do have...
We used to do that. We used
ask
that
for a
college.
Charmed blow pop.
I'd like to charmed blow pop.
It's okay. It's a little bit of blow Jigsaw pop. From Saw
a,
movies.
What throwback?
Where he's like, I'd like to play a game. Melissa, all your life you've been on the radio. Or, all your life you've shared your life on the radio. Now it's time for the radio to share its life on you. You know, like, oh. you know, he's doing those, like, he's like, if you notice, you're attached to a device with a key, but the key is found inside your pelvis. Do you use the scalpel on the table beside you to cut open? Let's see how much you truly care about radio.
Oh. That's Jigsaw, right?
Yeah.
But it's also got a hint of candy cane.
Yeah, candy cane.
Candy cane. Does anyone out there know candy cane? That's from what? Joyride with
Joyride,
Paul Walker and Steve Zahn. Oh, what a movie. Oh, and the girl that looks like Helen Hunt but isn't Helen Hunt.
It's not
Siliski? No, CC Celsia back?
I don't know. I know Helen Hunt.
Yeah, but this is actress who looks like a young Helen Hunt, and she was in Deep Impact with Elijah Wood. She I want to say her name is like CC.
I'm looking it up right now.
Gigi.
Lily
Celsia back?
Sabisky?
Lisi Sabisky.
Lily Sabisky.
Lily Sabisky. That was close. That was a...
Yeah,
wow. I don't
right
know how I remember.
There,
I haven't
dude.
Seen that movie. That was one of the few movies I owned on DVD.
Oh, my gosh. I remember her, and she does look like Helen Hunt.
I haven't thought about the movie Joyride in forever.
No, we reference it once a month.
Do we?
Yes.
Okay. I haven't thought about Joyride in a month.
I know.
I love that movie. It's great. For those that don't know, Joyride is a film where Paul Walker and Steve Zahn have to go on a cross-country trip to meet up with, I believe, Paul Walker's girlfriend, because of course he's going to be the love interest. And his buddy goes with him, who's Steve Zahn. And on the way, they stop at a truck stop and they buy a CB radio. So they install it into their car and have some fun prank calling truck drivers.
Yeah.
Well, one truck driver, like, they're pretending they're a girl and they're like catfishing, almost before catfishing was a thing. Cause this was, I think this movie came out in like 2001 or something. This is a long time ago. And the guy goes, the truck driver finds a liking to this made up girl that they're, and so then they're like, he's like, I'm looking for, and their CB handle was Candy Cane. I'm looking for candy cane. And he had this real creepy voice.
Well, they lure him to a motel.
Yeah.
Because the guy staying next to them at the motel was a jerk. And they're like, we're going to get him back. Like, this guy's going to come and knock on his door and annoy him.
I forgot about that. Yeah. And they tell him to bring pink champagne.
Mm-hmm.
Pink champagne. They're like, so we know it's you. Bring a bottle of pink champagne.
Yeah, right.
And he brings the pink champagne. And it's kind of creepy because they're in the room right next door. And you hear this, boom, 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 boom. And he knocks on the door. He's like, what is it? What do you want? He's like, where's Candy Cane? Where's
yeah.
Candy Cane? And then all of a sudden you hear this like a fight. And the next day or whatever, the guy in the room next to them is dead. And then
dun, dun, dun.
And then the truck driver.
Yeah. I love that our podcast is just turning into
just where we describe movies
scene by
that people
scene
probably already
ride.
Seen.
Like, and if they haven't already seen it, like, there's no point in them going back.
No, no, there's no spoilers here because you got, this is just setting up, this is like giving, this is the preview to the movie. You, and then Candy Cane, or not Candy Cane, but the truck driver who falls in love with Candy Cane starts wreaking havoc on Paul Walker on their cross-country trip. And that's all I'll say. Go rent it at your local Blockbuster.
Go to Redbox.
Hollywood Video was the Pepsi to Blockbuster's Coke. Mm-hmm.
Hollywood Video was right down the street from Blockbuster in Elgin.
Really?
Yeah, so if Blockbuster didn't have our video, gotta go over to Hollywood.
Other one. Ooh, wait, let's do this game. What is the Blockbuster video or Hollywood video that you, like in your hometown or whatever, like the one you would go to? What is it now?
Ooh. The Blockbuster is a bunch of things, but it's an insurance agency. It's actually my dad's old insurance agency. Someone took it over, and that's where that's at now. But there's like a, and then there was a Papa John's attached to it. Papa John's is still there.
That's so funny. Mine turned into three things too.
Really?
And then the Hollywood Video turned into an X-ray technician.
Ooh, so wow, random.
Yes.
Yeah, right? So the one that was a Blockbuster turned into another no-name video rental place.
Okay.
And then from there, it turned into a dollar store.
Ooh, I don't hate it. Don't hate it.
Yeah.
Mine turned into, so the Hollywood Video turned into a First Watch, which is good. I mean, I like breakfast place. Don't get me wrong.
Wait,
but
what's a First Watch?
You guys never been to a First Watch?
Uh-uh.
Oh really? Oh my gosh!
What
guys.
Is that?
Oh, it's great. It's like an Egg Harbor. It's like a. I don't want to say more hipster because it's very commercial, but it's
they
got the aesthetic of a
yeah.
No. There are some.
There are up here.
Yeah, there's one in Oak Brook.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. First Watch.
No idea.
Don't go on a Sunday. You will wait a long time. Go any other day. It's great. I love First Watch. I just love breakfast food. But then the Blockbuster turned into three places, and we coined the name. I grew up in Brentwood. We coined it the Brent Good date because you could go to all three spots on a date on one date and not have to leave the building. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You have the Chipotle on the far left. Okay.
Yeah.
Grab yourself a burrito. Afterwards, you go to the Sweet CC's, which is one of those like self-dispense frozen yogurt places where you add the toppings yourself.
Yeah.
And then you weigh it. I love those things. I love those places. And then after dessert, what do you grab? A coffee at the Starbucks right there. Ah. So it's Chipotle, Sweet CC's, Starbucks. Boom, baby. Oh. It was awesome.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The last time I remember being at my Blockbuster... There, it was for homecoming, the week leading up to homecoming, because the businesses around Larkin High School, you would go and paint the windows, like Larkin homecoming,
yeah.
Beat the Sabres, stuff like that.
Sabres are going down.
Yes.
Sabres like, suck.
Seniors rule, stuff like that. And I remember, like, you know, we're painting and I kept getting like paint on my hands. So like there was like bricks on the Blockbuster. So I kept like just wiping them off there, thinking whatever.
Funny.
And so then midway through, I think it must have been my sophomore year, some of the football players came by that were our age, sophomores. And they were just kind of they were sophomores, just kind of being annoying. And like so the people that were there to actually paint were annoyed by it. Some people like found them funny, but somebody complained about them. And I remember the next time because it was all student government run. The painting and stuff.
Yeah.
The next time I was at student government, somebody pulled me aside. They're like, yeah, you know, were you at the Blockbuster? And I was like, yeah. They go, yeah, I heard there was like a couple of the football players came. I was like, yeah. And they were kind of breaking it down. They're like, yeah, like, I guess They wiped paint on the bricks.
Like, oh,
you're like those damn football players.
I was like,
players.
I can't
we'll
believe
get
them.
We'll get them.
Damn jocks always ruining this school, huh? And then fast forward a couple years, bringing back another homecoming story. This is not Blockbuster. I was dating a girl who ended up being the salutatorian. That's number two, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
great. She, and we had to paint. Like beat the Sabres or something.
Those Sabres, man.
Streamwood stinks. Larkin forever.
Yeah.
And she spelled it S-A-B-E-R, but it was one of those that it was R-E.
Right.
And somebody like messaged me is like, hey, just a heads up. Like it was misspelled. We already fixed it. LOL. All right. My girlfriend got so offended. She like blamed me. And I was like, I don't think I should be blamed for this.
Nah, I don't know, dude.
I'll fall on this sword because I'm the dumb one in the relationship. But at the same time, I don't feel like I should be falling on this sword.
I'm kind of on her side on this. I think it is your fault. Yeah.
Well, as long as you do, I do too.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, guys. Band of Brothers, she's not even here.
No, sorry, she's right, dude. She's right. Also, nice pun of falling this sword, talking about Sabres. Mm.
Ah, folks. Very good. I didn't even think of that.
We also got into a fight during the homecoming game senior year when our team came back and went.
What's her name?
I'm not going to say it on this podcast. Okay. You never know who's listening.
That's a good point. But whatever her name I agree with her in the fight, too.
How dare you? broke up shortly after that. You want to make fun of that?
No, anymore? She was right to do so.
I broke up with her. Joke's on you. Same day I was making my physics bridge. Did you guys have to do that in physics? We had to make a bridge out of pasta.
Balsa wood? Oh, pasta?
Pasta noodles. You had to like... Yeah, you had to... You couldn't... And the one rule was you couldn't use Gorilla Glue because somebody figured out that hack. Like, if you just get a bunch, stack them and Gorilla Glue. Because then, by the end of it, they would put it up between two tables and they would start putting weights on it. And however many weights yours fit, the higher your grade went. And I remember I was in the... No, I was making a boat. We had to do a boat thing. Because pasta was later that year. I was in physics.
How many things did you make with pasta?
No, this one was just like a regular boat thing. Because I remember I went to my friend's house afterwards because she had a pool. And I wanted to see if my boat worked. And I pulled up to her place and I walked out and I just went... Guess who's single? And she went, oh no. And so then for years afterwards, me and this girl, whenever we broke up with anybody, we would just, even if we weren't really talking, we just text, guess who's single? It's a good gag.
Was your high school in Italy?
Would have been a lot cheaper if it was. You know how much many noodles I had to use?
Oh my gosh.
You know how much my family couldn't eat because I had to keep using up our noodles for stuff?
You always have a lot of high school stories.
I loved high school.
High school is great.
High school was so much fun for me.
I peaked in high school. I 100%
peaked in high school. Yeah. And I made so many jokes about it that I knew I was peaking in high school.
Yeah.
Everything just kind of fell into place in high school for me.
Really?
I was Mr. LHS. Shout out that. I was very involved. I never felt like my high school was too cliquey. Like it wasn't like the stereotypical like jocks hang out with jocks, band. Like it was a little bit commingled and then like, but I just had so much fun. It was just a good time.
Yeah. That was high school for, our senior year, I remember all the cliques just dropped. I think it was like one of those things where it's like, well, we're all going to college next year anyway. Like everyone was just like friends with everyone. Yeah, it was really cool.
It's weird because we had a lot of cliques, like a lot of different groups.
Yeah, so did we up until that year.
We had a ton of those, like band, swimmers, you know, all that. But then at the same time, there'd be a few people from each group that were still friends with other people.
Yeah, there'd be that like crossover, like the middle part of a Venn diagram.
Yep.
It was weird. It worked every other year. From like my class, it always seemed like either you loved everybody or everybody hated each other. Like my sister graduated in 2006 and she always said she hated high school because her class didn't like each other. And she would always bring that up. Never like I liked middle school, hated high school. Class of 2007, they all liked each other, all friends. Class of 2008, all hated each other. 2009, my class, all liked each other. And I remember the best example of that was senior year. I think it's the day before graduation, or at least it was for us. There was like a senior year picnic. All the seniors come out, you know, just hang out. We didn't have school. We had to take like a graduation photo that day. And that at the picnic there was like this pond, and you basically, the whole thing was like, all right, everybody's going to get thrown into the pond at some point. So, and that's what it was. Like, everybody at some point got thrown in or was throwing people in, and it went, it wasn't just like one group of friends doing it.
It's such a weird tradition.
I know.
It is
but
weird.
One of our friends talked to her cousin who was a year older and was like, oh yeah, like everybody went in the pond. He goes, that's interesting because in our class, it was only the one group of people did it. Like the quote-unquote popular kids, but they wouldn't commingle with anybody else.
And, in your group, everyone got to the pond.
Everybody got wet. It's a good day.
Man, that's it. That's the mark of a good senior class.
No,
you know?
It's funny. Today I brought up that I was our class speaker in high school.
Yeah, you did.
You really did peak in high school, didn't you?
So
I always say that, but I legitimately think you might have peaked harder
than
me.
That's why, like, when my life works out as it does, like where I get a job in radio in Chicago and I live in Chicago and get to go to Cubs games, and I'm like, oh, my life didn't peak, but I'm like, it will look like it for a hot minute. Like, this is all that.
Yeah, you're Everest. I'm just Mount Rainier, you know? Like, you're just a slightly bigger peak than me.
I mean, if I never had a Letterman jacket, but, like, I feel like everything I talk about high school makes you believe, like, I bet Kyle still wears his Letterman jacket. I would as a joke.
Only listened to this podcast, I would probably think that.
Did you guys actually get Letterman jackets?
I got Letterman letters.
I didn't
get the jackets because, you had to pay for the jacket.
Yeah.
I got the jacket. Everyone in football.
Did you guys
got
get
one.
A ring?
No.
I got a couple of state championship rings. One for rugby, one for football. What?
Here we go.
Not to brag.
Also peaking in high school.
Yeah.
See, I'm telling you guys, I peaked in high school. I'm not joking when I say
this. Twice in life. Is that possible?
That's a good question. I feel like I was gonna ask you. I feel like you peaked in your I'm guessing, if I had to guess, I don't know the answer to this, but if you were to say about your own life, I think you would say you peaked after college, right?
Oh, definitely.
Like,
oh,
not,
for sure.
Not in college, not in high school.
No, I peaked at I probably peaked at 30.
30?
32.
Really? Okay, so I would have guessed 20s or something that you would have said.
Uh-uh.
Okay, so why do you say that?
Well,
you were just living life on top of the world because you were working in radio.
I was working in radio, but that was the time when it was probably still fun a little bit.
Yeah.
Back then.
Right.
And I was having a lot of fun with my friends.
Like, right.
All my friends were still single. We were going out. I loved the music at that time. I loved all of that. Ooh. I was buying and selling houses before people were buying and selling houses.
Oh,
I was rehabbing before people were rehabbing.
Wait,
I mean, technically,
what?
I only did
to rehab.
I only did.
Yeah.
I know. I only did three houses, but still.
I was flipping. I did not know that about you.
Yeah, that's wild.
I got my first house. Bought my first house at age 26.
That's awesome.
Dang.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wait. I want to put a pin in that. Did you, your family, was your family always in Northwest Indiana for the most part?
Yeah, always. Yeah, there.
So did you ever feel like, did you live far enough away to where you, or in your 30s, were you also living in Northwest Indiana?
No, not anymore.
You were in the city?
Yeah. Well, let's see. I was 30 years old. I was living in Lansing. And then I think by 32, I had moved to the city.
Because I'm wondering, when my wife and I moved to Southern California, we had friends out there, and all of our friends were transplants as well.
Yeah.
No one was local. And so our friend group became our family.
Mm.
This is the Chick-fil-A from the guys, for the record,
yeah.
For anyone who listens to the show and
yeah.
heard us talking about our sweet connections. But they became our family, and it was it became to the point where every weekend it wasn't if we were hanging out, it was what we were doing.
Right. Where are you going to go?
Where are you going to go? It was it was just without question, we were all hanging out together
mm-hmm.
because we didn't have anyone else. And so and we became so close in such a short amount of time and so tight. I was wondering, did you have that with your friends, at that point when you were peaking? Because that's a good feeling to have. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's you think fondly of those times.
Yeah. And I would say there was three or four that were very consistent. And then we had another like eight that would be constantly popping in
interchanging
and
out. Yeah.
I mean, they'd always be there.
As long as you have that core, though.
Yeah. There was always like three or four, you know.
Yeah.
Always for sure two, you know, but it was like usually it was like three or four where we were like consistently together all the time. And I would say about 32 or 33, it had probably expanded with a very consistent like eight.
Okay. Mm. All women?
All women.
Okay.
It was all women. I'm such a girl's girl.
I'm a real girl's girl. Well, I was curious if there was any guys in there, if there was any intergroup dating or whatever, which always adds
interesting. I was never in a group like that. It was always women. Always. But that's when also people started getting married. And so they'd start to sort of like, after that, they started sort of leaving the group.
Right.
Like little bits and pieces at a time. And then they were having kids and all that.
See, Mary and I got married at such a young age. You know, like I was in my mid 20s, she was in her early 20s, and we've always been like the married couple.
Yeah.
And yet, but we, especially very early on, we always had single friends. And so Mare and I took like a lot of pride in ourselves of like being the couple where anyone could third wheel with us and not feel like a third wheel.
Ooh, that's nice.
You know,
hard to do.
Mare and I are not big on PDA. We're not big on, like.
Well, anytime like you guys have noticed that you've hung out with me and Haley, we're just making out all the time.
I know. And it's so gross.
That's not welcoming?
No.
I was going to say something.
I don't think Haley likes it either, honestly.
I thought it was like the pool. Anybody can jump in.
Again with the ponds. So we would always try really hard to be like just, and we're very secure in our relationship too. So I don't think we like necessarily, not saying that you don't need that if you do it, but we're cool. And so we would bring people in. Mayor would always like maybe like poke fun at me with them. And so like it made for good camaraderie. And so we always had single friends.
Yeah.
We very rarely, I mean, I guess later on.
Because you guys were young, too.
Became couple friends. Yeah.
So you were like one of the first couples that were married.
Yeah. And so we would hang out with all these single people, even though we were taken. And it was, I don't know, it was just cool. It was like a fun time. And it made for some interesting trips and just fun hangouts.
You know, speaking of PDA, like Kyle, you and Haley said, you're not PDA. And you and Meredith are not PDA.
It's the W-O-R-S-T.
You know,
I hate it.
I've recently had to deal with that.
Yeah.
And it is the worst.
It's gross.
And
it's
why do people have to just hang? Now, you can do it in private.
Wait. When you say you've recently had to deal with it, Mel.
Yes, good question.
No, I know somebody.
Were you part of the PDA?
No, I was not.
But because you are dating again. Mel is dating again.
I'm not dating anybody right now.
Well, she's on the market again.
Yeah. But I know somebody who's newly in a relationship, and the PDA is over the top.
I cannot stand it.
Ugh. And it's so awkward.
Right.
Because they're constantly kissing each other and holding each other in each other's laps.
I'll take it one step further.
Ugh.
It used to be, back in the day, all you had to worry about was the PDA. Now, you've got online PDA, which isn't necessarily kissing and hugging on social media, which a lot of times it can be.
Mm-hmm.
It's just constantly posting about each other.
Right.
That, to me, is just as bad as offline regular PDA.
Yeah.
It's cringy.
Yep. Don't get me wrong. Physical touch is one of my love languages.
Yep.
I love cuddling and sitting around with Meredith. But if there's anyone else in the room with us, I'm not going to do that because
it feels weird.
I feel like it's rude to the other people.
It is rude. I think it's very rude. Can I interject with another scenario?
Yes.
Do you think it's rude if someone's got PDA in a restaurant? So they're not with anybody, but they're still in public.
Like, what do you mean when we say that? What's the boundary line here?
So they're holding hands. They're sitting next to each other. They might be like kissing, sitting close.
I
talking.
Think kissing is where I draw the line. And I'll say this.
Like in a restaurant
setting. In a restaurant setting. Like if you're holding hands. Fine.
Yeah, I think that's cute. I think holding hands is cute.
If you're in a booth sitting same side, I'm going to make fun of you, but some people like to do it. I'm not going to judge that. It's the kissing that I'm like,
yeah.
You don't need to.
Like, I don't think so either.
Like a peck, that's by all means, go ahead.
Oh, once.
Yes.
Once.
Like once.
But if you are sucking face.
No. Oh, yeah. What is this? A high school prom?
I know. Here's another one, too.
Speaking of high school proms,
being a high school guy,
let me get back to this.
Water.
I think I brought up a lurk. in high school in a little bit.
I was Mr. LA Dubs.
I was sucking face at every prom, baby.
Did you know I peaked in prom? Oh, and my in God. High school?
I was on the prom court, baby.
No, but what about if people are walking down the street with either their arms behind each other walking or one hand on the butt?
That's like weird. In the pocket?
Yes.
Tucked into the pocket?
Yeah.
I'll do hand holding, but that's where it gets
that's like
too
the
much.
Next step up from hand holding. I feel like if I had to go like judges, I'll allow it, but that, pun intended, but.
Wait, which part?
Like the hands in the butt or whatever.
Ew,
or like,
you are we okay with that?
I will allow it. I'm not okay with it, but I will allow it. Like that's probably the last step before the line.
Okay.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
I don't think I can allow it.
But I'm not going to say, I'm not going to sit here and say like that's worse than, you know, sucking face in a restaurant.
Ugh, gosh, terrible.
Funny story about kissing in a restaurant.
Oh, you did it?
Not me. I was at Trivoli Tavern, and we're sitting around, and we see this couple, and they're same side of the booth. One guy is like, he's like kind of leaned back against the chair, head like pointed up.
You're making me cringe already.
And the
I don't
woman
even know
is like
on.
Kind of like real close up next to him, and like kind of like looking down, and like it's like, oh, we're like, are they making out? Are they just like straight up making out in this restaurant? And like, if you've ever been to Trivoli Tavern in the West Loop of Chicago, it is, it's very dimly lit. Great. It's favorite vibes. It's my favorite restaurant in all of Chicago. And mainly because people there make out and it's fun to watch. No, it's because it's just great vibes, and they're like kind of killing the vibe by just like making out in the open.
Yeah.
Then we realize, oh, wait, they're not making out.
Oh, no.
No, not worse. Oh. No, I saw where your mind was going. Oh. I saw where your mind was going.
Oh, my God. I was scared.
No, they're not making out. She's checking on him. My man had a bit too much to drink and was leaned back because he was passed out. Not making out, passed out. And she takes him. And she's like kind of like hitting him, trying to keep him awake. And like we're thinking like, is he drunk?
Or is something wrong?
Or is he dying? Right. Did he, you know, maybe choke on something? I don't know. No joke. Less than 10 minutes later, paramedics come in to the restaurant and have to carry him out on one of those like makeshift wheelchairs.
Jeez. Oh my God.
And he's just
oh no.
It was, and I think he might have thrown up on himself too.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad in this whole time. And so
could you imagine if that was a date?
You know, it was funny. You know who was with me, to bring it full circle, who was with me?
Meredith?
The four people, the two couples that we were best friends with in California. They were in town that weekend.
Oh my goodness.
Our group chat to this day is still called Dead Man's Tavern.
No.
Because we don't know what happened to that guy. And so we just made assumptions.
Oh my God.
And then decided to dedicate our group chat and name it after him.
All the theories to the end of the story.
Yeah.
What happened?
Because we were at Trivoli Tavern, Dead Man's Tavern. Boom.
Oh my God.
Are we the worst? People are asking.
People are asking.
This is why I peaked in high school.
Oh my gosh.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.